Morena e te whānau. This morning you're going to hear from Penny, from Sandra and from myself some of the lessons that we have learnt throughout this lockdown. I'd like to tell you a story of my family, of Felix and Wendy and myself, and how we like to play games during this lockdown. One of our games we like to play is hide and go seek. Our house isn't very big, but we like to try and hide in the best places that we can find. Wendy would take Felix and go and hide under the covers of the bed and I would go and look for him. Or I'd take Felix and we would hide behind a curtain or behind a door and Wendy would come and look for us. Sometimes I'd go and hide by myself or Wendy would hide by herself and the other person and Felix would go and look for them throughout the entire house. It was a lot of fun. What we learnt was Felix wasn't very good at hiding. If we were hiding with him, he would giggle. If he was under the bed covers, he would giggle with us and laugh and move. And we would always know exactly where he was. If we asked Felix to hide on his own, he would lie down in the middle of the floor and curl up into a ball. Or he would go and stand behind a curtain and go and giggle. We always knew where Felix was. He was not good at hiding. And throughout this game, I pondered on God and what does God think of hiding, go seek, and hiding. And I thought, actually, God never hides from us. He is always in the place we expect him to be. Just like Felix was always be lying in the middle of the floor or hiding behind a curtain, we know exactly where God will be. We don't have to look that far, but simply open our eyes. And when we have our blinders on, he speaks out to us. He makes noises so we know exactly where he is. God wants us to find him. So don't be afraid to count to 10 and then open your eyes and find God. During the game, when Felix tries to find us, he's pretty good. He walks around the house looking in every place that he could find, looking in every room. In one game, I found a really, really good hiding place. I opened up our wardrobe and I hid behind all of our clothes and pulled a blanket over my legs. So even if they opened the door, they couldn't see me. They searched, Wendy and Felix searched room by room, calling my name, looking high and looking low, looking in all the places where we'd hidden before. I heard Wendy say with a slight frustration in her voice, "Felix, I really don't know where Daddy is. Let's keep looking." I made some noise, I banged on the wall, and finally they found me. I maybe should have saved that spot for when it was time to do the dishes or change Felix's nappy. Too late now, I guess. But anyway, what I learnt from this is that just like Felix and Wendy, God never stops searching for us. We may be hiding, but God doesn't stop searching. He is calling our name. He is hunting to find us and embrace us. Lastly, through this hide and seek game, I pondered on what I could get done while Wendy and Felix were hiding. I would count to 10 and I thought, could I eat a cookie in this time? Maybe if I counted slow enough, I could get the dishes done. Or I could stop and play a game on my phone. I wondered how long Felix and Wendy would actually hide for before they got bored and came out to find me. I didn't do this, of course, because it would spoil the game, but I certainly did think about it. What hit me, though, was when I found Felix, I saw the joy in his face. His excitement to see me and to embrace me and give me a cuddle. This is the same for God. He delights when we find him, when we spend time with him. So, this lockdown time, have we been hiding from God? Not wanting to be found? Have we stopped looking for what he is doing or where he is? Or have we tried to do too many other things and just not got around to finding him or sitting with him? You see, God wants us to find him. God wants us to not hide from him. He wants to sit with us and us to dwell in his presence. And so this lockdown, as we come to the end of it, my hope and my prayer for us as a church and for you as an individual is that you find God, that you open your eyes, you see where he is and what he is doing, and may you be encouraged as you see the delight and love in his eyes as you sit in his presence. Thank you, church.
Lessons from lockdown. I know. I've learned that my hair grows at an amazing speed. I've learned that my lipstick is going to dry up. I mean, who wears lipstick under a face mask? It's just a waste. Oh, yes. And I've learned that I love baking way too much. Yeah, okay, I do my baking without sugar and without flour, but still, it's baking and it's so yummy. And I've learned that I can't read anything without my glasses anymore. That's a bit sad. Titus took a picture of me like this morning. So I make really sure that I can see. On a more serious note, I have learned not to dwell on the things from lockdown that makes me sad. For instance, not being able to go and see our children, not being able to drive past my friend's house just yesterday and pop in for an impromptu visit, a cup of tea and a nice yarn. I have learned, rather, to listen to my inner voice. And what I mean with that is that we all have echoes from our past. We all have baggage that we drag with us. Yeah, all of us do. Put another way, Satan loves to remind us of our failings, of our unpleasant memories. Some of my echoes are, you're fat and ugly, nobody likes you. Now, I can't remember that anyone ever said those exact words to me when I was little, but my little girl mind came to that conclusion. So when I start thinking, I don't look good in anything I wear, my hips are too wide, I'm not good at anything, that's a danger sign for me. I have known the depths of depression. I have known the despair of being down in that deep, dark pit. And I know that I never want to go back to that place. So I do something about that inner voice. The biggest lesson I've learned from this latest lockdown is to breathe. I know it sounds strange. We all breathe without conscious thought. But do we breathe well? I don't have the time or the knowledge to go into the specific neuroscientific facts about breathing and what it does to your body. But I can tell you this, trauma counselors use breathing to calm their patients or their clients down. So I tried it and it works. When I recognize some anxiety in my thoughts or in my body, stiff shoulders, just not feeling too well, I stop and I breathe, preferably outside. It's too windy today. But a few deep breaths, counting to five when inhaling, holding it for five counts, and then releasing your breath for seven counts. And then I can praise God. Deep, slow breaths, even when I'm not feeling downcast, somehow makes everything around me seem brighter and the colors seem more vibrant. It just makes my spirit rise. And then I can start to focus on God instead of on myself. For those of you who can relate to my story, you know that it's harder to praise God when you're spiraling downwards, when you're not feeling too good. So my challenge for you today is to breathe deep belly breaths. Inhale slowly for 5 counts. Hold it for 5 slow counts and then slowly exhale to the count of 7. Repeat this at least for 3 times and several times a day, and notice the difference in your body, in your mind, and in your soul. God bless you, everyone.
There have been many lessons that I have learnt and been learning in this lockdown time. Just last week, I learnt something new when I asked one of my children if they'd brushed their hair that day. They looked at me astonished and they were like, "Mum, I brushed it yesterday." Apparently, that's what we do in lockdown. I've been learning a new social etiquette. It goes like this. When we go out for family walks, there's usually someone from our family that will yell really loudly, "People coming!" And we'll all dutifully cross the road to get away from people. In the beginning, I found myself apologizing to the people and just, you know, explaining that it wasn't about them. But now it's become the norm. And we need to keep ourselves distance, don't we, to keep ourselves safe. I love that with God, we don't have to keep at a distance from him. He's not in lockdown, and he wants to be in a relationship with us. He still wants to love us, to care for us, and he still wants to grow us up in him. I feel like God's been trying to get my attention. The spiritual dreams I've been having can only be from God speaking to me. I love that God continually wants to try and speak to us. And it humbles me to think that our awesome God wants to be in relationship with us. He longs to be in relationship with you. He will never leave us nor forsake us. It's easy in lockdown to think of how things were and how we want to go back to normal life. However, having been through a life-changing events before, I'm reminded that the future will look different. What will our new normal look like? It's something to seek God about, something to get excited about. Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 19, from the Passion Translation says this: "Stop dwelling on the past. Don't even remember these former things. I'm doing something brand new, something unheard of. Even now it sprouts and it grows and it matures. Don't you perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert." Maybe, like me in this lockdown time, God has been speaking to you and wanting to heal you of past events. When we invite God into these past events, things do change. And he can and he will bring healing from the past and give us hope for our future. For me, I'm learning it's time to offload some of the past. Lighten my load. Let God heal me so that I can pick up the things that he has for me in the future. God's been trying to get my attention. I like to coin it my out-of-the-box God experiences. You know, when God does something really cool that catches you by surprise, something you weren't expecting. God's doing a new thing in our midst. Are we able to perceive it? Are we even looking for it? I know it brings me fresh hope for the future, knowing God's in it and knowing he's wanting to do something new. Is God speaking to you today? Is he trying to get your attention? I pray that the eyes of our heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. Amen.